Mesechtes Baba Kamma, Daf Mem Hei, four lines on the bottom of Daf Mem Dalam Beis, after the new Mishnah. And let's just recall that we had a machlekes between Tana Kam and Rabbi Yehuda in the previous Mishnah. If a Shor of Hefka or Shor of Hegdash killed someone, would the Shor be Chayiv Skil or not? Tana Kamma said that based on the fact that Torah says the Lashon Shor seven times, that we learned out that even if a Shor of Hefka or Shor of Hegdash killed someone, the Shor would be Chayiv Skil. And Rabbi Yehuda argued and said that Shor Midbar, Shor Hegdash, Shor Hager, Shemes, Pturim and Amisa, Lefisha in Lam Bailim. And we also saw that Rabbi Yehuda added to this that even if there was a shor that at the time that it killed someone, it was owned by Reuven, and then Reuven was mafker it, or Reuven gave it to Hegdash prior to the Gemar Din, then the shor would also not be chayiv skila. And we mentioned from Rashi on Daf Yud Gimel Beis that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even in a case where Reuven's animal killed someone and then he sold it prior to the Gemar Din to someone else, then the shor would also not be chayiv skila, because ultimately the ownership of the shor was not the same between the time that the shor killed someone and the time of the Gemar Din. And our mission now begins, shor shu yotzi lisakel, if there was a shor that killed someone and already had a Gemar Din and is now being let out to skila, v'kdishu bailov einu muktash, then if the bailim try to be maktashit, it's not considered hegdish, as at this point it's considered asubah na, and therefore there's no value and it's not considered a property that belongs to the owner. Dishin shchatai besari asa, if instead of having skila, the bailim quickly go and shech this animal, then the basa would be asa. And we learned this din on Daf Mem Aleph Min Aleph that the pasuk states Sakal Yisakal Asha V'Lo Yachlos Besari, and we learned Echad Issa Achilo V'Issa Hana, and then it also says Baal Asha Naki, and we had many different shatim in Baal Asha Naki, but one pshat was that the owner would also be Asa to have any Hana from its hides. And the Mishnah continues V'Im Ad Shloi Digma Dino Hekdesha Bailov, and if prior to Gemar Din the owner went and was Makdish this animal Muktish, it's considered Hegdish. And Rashi and Daf Mem Heyom Min Aleph explains that according to Rabbanon that hold that even an animal that's Hegdish has a of skila, then the nafkamina would be that at this point there would be an issa hana, and if someone has hana from this animal, then there would be oivon the issam ila. And l'chayu Rashi seems to be telling us this din according to Rabbanon, who argue on the limit of Rabbi Yehuda, and they hold that you don't have to have the misa of hamad bedin ke'echad, and therefore even though the moving already made this animal hegdish, but the misa bezim will continue through the process and have a gemar din on the animal, and the animal will be chayiv skila. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, once moving is makdish this animal, then not only is there an afkamina but a geyim ila, but there's also an afkamina that at this point the animal will no longer be chayiv skila, since he learned the ashtei misav hamadu b'din v'gemar din shavin ke'echad. And the Gemara continues talking about prior to gemar din v'im shchatai, and if Reuven actually shechts this animal besari muta, then the basa would still be muta. And the Mishnah now continues with a new din misari l'shem chinam l'shel neis sechal l'secha nichlusu tachas abaylim, that if prior to a shor killing someone Reuven gives over his shor to a shem chinam, to a shayel, to a nice secha or a secha, they all have a chiyuv of shmira in place of the owner, and therefore the chayiv in the zaken, just as the bailim would be, and mu'ud mishalom nezek shalom v'tam mishalom chatzin nezek. And if this animal damages someone, then if the animal is a mu'ud, then you would pay nezek shalom, and if the animal is only a tam, you would pay chatzin nezek. And l'chayr, the chiddush is that even though the pasuk says v'hu'ud b'valav, that we consider these people as if they're the bailim of this shor at this point, and therefore number one, they're going to be chayiv in the zaken when the animal is a tam, and number two, if they're warned afterwards, then it's considered a val ha'adah, and therefore they'd be chayiv nezek shalim once the animal is a mu'ud. And we begin the Gemara, Tanar Abadam, we learned the Braisa, Shor Shahimis, if there's a shor that kills someone, so the din is actually nigba din mechorai, if Reuven sells his animal prior to the Gemar Din, then machor, it's considered that it's a valid sale, and lefir Behuda that actually misav hamadah b'din v'gemar din shavin ke'echad, so since it's owned by a separate person, so therefore the shor will not be chayiv skila, and zok rashi v'afilu rabbanan deloy dashi mibalo din having misav hamadah b'din ke'echad u'mechayiv tala. And even according to Rabbanon, even though this shor was owned by one person at the time of the negicha and the time that it killed someone, and then was owned by someone else at the time of the Gemar Din, that the animal is still going to be chayiv skila, it is still an afkamina, because at this point the buyer could use it in order to plow its field until the point of the Gemar Din, and until the point that this animal is going to be chayiv skila. And we continue on Daf Mem Heyom Na'al Fekdesh Muktash. In addition, if Reuven is Makdash's animal prior to the Gemar Din, then it's considered hegdish. And as we said before, the Fidra Rabbanon, the afkamina would be that if someone is nena from this animal, then it would be chayim ila and shchatai. And if you shech the animal prior to the Gemar Din, besari muta, as we explained, the Braisa adds in a new din, achziru shoymer lebeis bailim muksa, that if the shoymer returns the animal to the home of the bailim prior to the Gemar Din, it's considered a valid hashava, and therefore, even though certainly this animal will eventually be killed because it's chayiv skila, but lemaisa, the shoymer did a valid hashava, and therefore the shoymer will not be chayiv to pay anything further to the owner. And as Rashi states, got the shakle bidino havishem pato tachshach siro sharm al yahu. At the point that he returned it, it was still considered a shor, had value. And the brayse continued mishenig madinoi. But once there was a gemar din, and therefore the shor is definitely going to be chayav skila, and there is no value to the shor any longer because it's also bana mechari in a macha. And even if Reuven sells the shor to Shimon, it's not considered a valid mechira. Hekdesha, if Reuven tries to be makdish this animal in a muktish, it's not considered hekdesh. And shchotai besari asa. And as we said before, based on the pasuk leyachol, if Reuven shechts this animal, then the basal would still be asa bana hechziri shaymel beis baylev in a muksa. And if the shaymer tries to return this animal to the home of the baylem, it's not considered a valid chazara, and the shaymer would be chayv to pay the value of this animal to the owner. As it continues, Rabbi Yaakov Imer, Rabbi Yaakov argues in Tanakam, and he holds af mishenig medina yechziru shaymer lebaylem muksa, that even after the gmadin, and even after the animal is already asabana, but the shaymer returns that animal to the owner, then it's considered a valid chazara, and therefore the shaymer would not be chayv to pay the value of this animal to the owner. And the Gemara will explain this last point and this machlekes between Tanakam and Rabbi Yaakov as lame and b'hakam ifkli. Let us say the machlekes between Tanakam and Rabbi Yaakov is as follows: the Rabbanon Savri, the Rabbanon hold in Oyim Bisur Anar Horeishal Cholof Anecha, that since the shor killed someone and there was already a gemar din, and therefore the shor is also banah, so the shomer can't just return the actual shor to the baylim, as that has no value, and therefore he must return the actual value of the animal to the owner of the shor. And as Rashi states that according to the Chum, there would be enough kamina leguzel chametz for avolov pesach v'zira in a muchso, that if Reuven steals chametz prior to Pesach, and then afterwards it was already chametz shavu la Pesach, and now it's also bana, that's not considered valid chazara by just giving the chametz back to the owner, because at this point it's also bana, and we have to pay for the value of the chametz. And Rabbi Yaakov Sov, and Rabbi Yaakov holds Oimrim b'Yisur Anar Reishal Cholof Anecha, that even though this item at this point is also bana, but the Maisa, since it's a Hezek Shein Nika, and you can't tell that this item is actually also bana, therefore by the Shem returning the actual shor back to its original owner, that's considered a valid Hashava, and L'chayr, the same din would apply to Reuven that steals chametz prior to Pesach, and then it's chametz shavu la Pesach, and now becomes asbana. But since l'maisa, it's a hezek shein nika, as you can't tell that this item is now asbana, and therefore if the gazlan returns the chametz back to the original owner, it's considered a valid chazara. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rabba, Rabba states, no, the kuli alma even be isur anar reishal chol fenecha, that even Rabbanan would agree that if you have a standard ishanar, for example, like chametz of Pesach, and certainly the gazlan could return the actual chametz to the original owner and would be considered a valid hashava. And as Tosis explains, that the reason is that since the chametz became also memela and it's also a hezek shein nikar, therefore the gazlan could return the actual item and it would be considered a valid chazara. And Rabbah brings a raya that he's correct, that the Rabbanon can't argue on Rabbi Yaakov b'negeid his din, and we can't say that the Rabbanon hold that in Oimer b'Yisur Anar reishal cholof anecha, as the MK niflug l'inyan chametz pesach. If so, the Rabbanon should argue on Rabbi Yaakov b'negeid chametz ban pesach. And as Rashi brings down, that we know that the Rabbanon actually hold that b'negei chametz b'pesach, that Reuven can return the item they stole from Shimon, even though it's chametz shavu la pesach, and it's now also bana. And we will explain this raya in further details once we finish the sugya. And the Gemara continues, Elahacha v'garim din shel shor shloi b'fanav k'nufli. The machlekes between Rabbanon and Rabbi Yaakov is if there's a requirement that when Bezin is judging the shor and they go through the hamada b'din as well as the gemara b'din, do they have to have the shor in front of them at all times or not? And Rabbanon Savri, Rabbanon hold in Gerim Din Shal Shor El Befanav, that the only way that Bezin will paskin is only if the Shor is in front of them, and therefore the owner of the Shor has a taina to the Shema, the Amalei, as he would sell to the Shema, he had Rasin Nalei, Havim Akanalei Lagma. If you would have taken the Shor and give it back to me prior to the Gemar Din, I would have gone and made sure that the Shor went into the Agam, and Bezin would not have been able to get to the Shor in order to go and paskin against the Shor, and therefore it could have been that the Shor would have been saved. Hashta at Fastil Turei Biyada, but now you went and gave the shor to Bezin, and this way Bezin was able to paskin against the shor and be mechayev the shor skila, and therefore you caused the actual hezek to the shor, and it wasn't a hezek to memela, and therefore you're going to be chayev. And that's why Rabbanon hold that chziru shomer lebeis baylov in a muksa. Once there's a gmar din and then the shomer returns the animal to the owner, then that is not considered a proper chazara, as lemaisa the owner has a taina that you caused me this loss be a daim. And as Rashi says, the reason why Shimon is chayiv is because he caused the hezek b'yadayim. And Rabbi continues, Rabbi Yaakov Sova and Rabbi Yaakov holds, when Bezdin is judging the shor in order to determine if it's a shor niskal or not, you don't have to have the shor in front of Bezdin. Therefore, the Amalei, so the Shemis says to the owner of the shor, I didn't caused this loss be a dayim, and it really was hazekin and meila, as the seif migmahav gamer like ludina, that bezin would have had a gemar din against the shor in any case, and they would have been mechayiv the animal skila, since the hezek did not come be a dayim, and instead was a zekin and meila. This is similar to the case of chametz, and therefore I'm bisurinar harishal cholafanecha. And the gemara continues, my time rabbanon. What is the makar of the machlekes between rabbanon and Rabbi Yaakov? And the gemara explains, rabbanon hold that since the pasuk says hashor yisakel v'gam ba'ol of yumas, therefore we have a hekesh of kamisa bailim kach misa shor, that's similar to misa of an owner. The same din would apply to misa shor and ma bailim b'fneim. Just like if Reuven himself killed someone, then the only way that bezim could paskin is if Reuven is in front of them afshar b'fanav, and therefore b'negei shor the shor has to be in front of bezim, and therefore the only way that the shor was in front of bezim is because the shomer took it to bezim, and therefore the shomer went and b'yadayim caused an actual loss to the owner, and therefore the shomer will be chayiv. The gemara continues that certainly Rabbi Yaakov agrees to the Tanakama that there is a limud of Asher Yisakel v'gam ba'ol v'yumas k'misa b'aylam kach misa shor b'negei many dinim. However, b'shleim b'aylam b'nei tainaninu b'negei this din of having the actual person in front of bezim, that makes perfect sense b'negei Reuven that killed someone, as he himself may have a taina in order to save himself, and therefore we have to give him the opportunity. However, el shor b'negei the shor, it doesn't make sense that the shor would have to be in front of bezim, as batanosu is the shor bataina, that we would say that the shor has to be in front of bezim in order that if it has a taina, it could represent itself and it could defend itself. Certainly a shor doesn't have an ability to have a taina, and therefore certainly this din doesn't apply, and the hekesh doesn't make sense to say in this scenario. And the Tosfos says, v'afil dashin ba'alma k'misas b'aylam kach misas shor. However, l'hach milsa in svar l'darshay, and ayin rashi ma b'aylam b'fneim, that how do we know that the actual person that killed someone has to stand in front of bezin? K'chsiv, as the pasuk says, ad amdu b'fnei edel mishpat, which is the pasuk in Pashas Masei. And before we continue, let's go back to the din that Rabbi brought, that im kein nifl in chometz b'pesach, and Rabbi said that clearly the rabbanon hold that if Reuven stole chometz, and then it becomes chometz shavu l'av pesach, and is now osa b'ana, that the rabbanon would hold that you could return the chometz to the nigzal, and it would be considered a valid hashava, and oim b'sirayna reishol cholafanecha. And Rashi brings this from the Gemara and Daf Tzadik Chasman Beis that teaches us gazel chometz for avol av pesach v'zirai, and it also teaches us that shor actually nigbadinai oim l'areishol cholafanecha. And it's muchach that this price is going according to Rabbanon, because it's only according to Rabbanon that they hold that a shor prior to Gemar Din, then you say areishol cholafanecha, but after Gemar Din according to Rabbanon, you would not be able to say areishol cholafanecha. And even so, b'negei chometz on pesach, Chacham hold that the gazlan can give the chometz back to the nigzal, even though at this point it's asur ba'ana. And therefore, clearly we see that the chum also hold that oyim b'yisuri ha'na ha'reishal cholafanecha, and that's why Rabbi said it must be the svaras machlik is between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbanon is only in a case where the actual mazik did something be a dayim, and therefore he was causing the loss. That is why he's chayiv to pay the shor back to the owner, and b'negei chometz all agree that there's no question since the hezek happened meila, and it's hezek shein anikah. Therefore, even though the chometz at this point is asur ba'ana, and the gazlan could still give back the chometz to the original owner, and it's considered a valid hashava. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the end of the Mishnah, Masul Shem Mechinim L'Shel L'Nesisachal L'Seicha Nichlesu Tachas Abaylim. Then all of these people are Nichles Tachas Abaylim, and Mur Mishal Nezek Shalom V'Tam Mishal Mechatsi Nezek. And if this animal damages while L'Shem Mechinim or L'Shel L'Nesisachal L'Seicha has this animal, then a Mur would pay Nezek Shalom and a Tam would pay Chatsi Nezek. And our Gemara begins and brings a brisa that will add on to the Mishnah. Tarim Abaylim, we learned the brisa Abon Nichnasu Tachas Abaylim Ve'Eluhin Shem Mechinim V'Shel L'Nesisachal V'Seicha. And instead of discussing the case of Hezek, this brisa discusses the case where the animal actually kills someone, hargu, that if it actually kills someone, tam in erog and p'tum in akaifa, then if this animal is a tam, then certainly the chayiv skila. However, the shoyma will be potter from kaifa, and mu'adin, if the animal was mu'ud and he kills someone, then the erog and then certainly the animal will chayiv skila, or mishalm is hakaifa, and the shoyma will chayiv to pay kaifa. And the brisa continues that since the shor is niskal and can't be returned to the bailim, so the chiyov and lachsa to be shor l'bailov, these shoyma will be chayiv to return the value of the shor to the owner, chutz b'shem echinam, aside from b'shem echinam, which would not have that obligation. The Gemara will now continue to explain the brisa, and the Gemara will focus on the last line of the brisa that states v'chayav l'hachsa to make shor l'bailov chutz b'shem echinam. As the Gemara states, Amri hechidami, what is the brisa referring to? Eden natrei, if we're talking about a case where the shoyma guarded this animal with a shmir mu'ula, and even though the shoyma guarded it with a shmir mu'ula, the animal was able to escape and kill someone, and certainly the animal is going to be chayav skila, because in all cases an animal that kills someone is chayav skila. But I feel the cool and amulif, if so, then why is it that the Brisa states that a shem akinim will be pata and the rest rest of the shayim will be chayiv. L'chayiv, all of them should be pata because they did a proper shmirah. And as Rashi says, kulu nami niftaru midmei shor ba'ar mishoyel, of course, aside from a shoyel, that nusim him, because even if they're an oinis, a shoyel is chayiv in insin. And the Gemara continues, v'idloin natrei, and if the shayim did not guard the animal at all, then of course, since the shayim was a pesheya, so afilu shayim mechinim chayiv, therefore even a shayim mechinim should be chayiv to pay the value of the animal back to the owner. And the Gemara answers, Amri, hachamayiskina did not reshmir b'chusa, v'loin not reshmir ma'ula, that the case of the b'raisa is where the shayim guarded it with a shmir b'chusa, and Rashi explains it doesn't mean with a shvacha shmira, it just means a del shichol lam b'ruch mitzuyah, which is a standard shmira, which is less than a shmir ma'ula, and shayim mechinim calls it a shmira, and that's why the b'raisa teaches us that all of them will be chayiv aside from shayim mechinim, and the reason is because shayim mechinim calls it a shmira, and as Rashi says, the in love is chazib b'shmirasa v'day b'kach, as l'maisa this shayim mechinim did a proper shmira, and that was enough of a shmira, and v'lab shihi, and you can't categorize the shayim mechinim as a pesheya, hilkach l'gavi b'aylin pata b'dmei shah, d'asagile b'shmir b'chusa, and in a chinami, the shayim mechinim will not be responsible to pay back the value of the animal to the owner, but ultimately, the shayim mechinim is still going to be chayiv kaifa, as been a gay, the chayiv of kaifa, l'maisa this animal that's a mu'ud killed someone, and therefore, the shayim is chayiv to pay, because as the Mishnah taught us, he's nichlesu tachza b'aylin, and certainly in a case where it is a mu'ud, and a person only guards it with a shmir b'chusa, certainly the owner will be chayiv to pay kaifa. However, hanach le'kos len shmirasan bin gei a shoyel and nisis sacha v'asecha is not considered a good enough shmira, and you have to have a shmir meula in order to be considered that you guarded it properly for the owner, and therefore bin gei di shemim is considered a pshia because they also are chayiv even b'gnei v'aveda. Therefore, since the shor will be killed, therefore the shemim will be chayiv to pay the value of the shor to the owner. And before continuing with the gemara, let's point out two different machlekes which will be relevant to our gemara. And number one, in Pashma Mishpatim, the Torah speaks about the dinim of a shayim sacha, of a shayim mechinam, and a shayil. And then at the end of the pasha, it states five words, im sacha hu ba b'scharai, but it doesn't tell us the din of someone that rents someone. And there is a machlekes between Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda as to the status of someone that rents an item from someone else, as Ramei holds that secha is k'shayim mechinam, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that secha has a din like a nesis sacha, and has a din like a shayim sacha. Number two, as we will see in the Mishnah daf mem heyon beis, there is a machlekes as to the level of shmira that a person needs when the animal is a tam or when the animal is a mu'ud. And in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Hei Beis, there will be a three-year machlekes, and we will actually see a fourth manda amah in the Gemara. But in the Mishnah, we have machlekes between Rameya, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Elazar. And Rameya holds there's no difference between the level of shmir needed for a tam and mu'ud, and both need a shmir mu'ula. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the only time you need a shmir mu'ula is only by a tam, and once someone's animal is a mu'ud, there's actually a lower daga of shmir required, and all we require is a shmir p'husa. And Rabbi Elazar holds that although b'negei a tam, certainly there's a requirement for a shmir ma'ula, however b'negei a mu'ud, there is no shmir that is able to be done, and the only way to properly guard this animal is by killing the animal, and if you did anything less than killing the animal, then you'd be chayiv for any damage that is caused by the mu'ud. And our Gemara now continues that now that we explained the pshat and abraisa, so the Gemara now asks, Amri, come on, who is this b'raisa going like? Ik Rameya, if the b'raisa is going like Rameya, and he holds there's no difference between a tam and mu'ud, and there's always a requirement to have a shmir ma'ula. Therefore, although it makes sense that the b'raisa states that if this animal was a mu'ud, since you only got it with a shmir p'husa and not with a shmir ma'ula, therefore the shayim will be chayiv to pay kaifa. However, the ma'isa still can't work out like Rameya, and as the Gemara continues, that mem heyon beis, the amma secha k'shem mechinim dami, the ma'isa Rameya is of the opinion that a secha is a din like a shem mechinim, and therefore listening, chutz m'shem mechinim v'asecha. Why does the b'raisa state that all the shayimim have a chiyuv and responsibility to pay the value of the shor back to the owner aside from a shem mechinim, because the shem mechinim did a shmir p'husa, and that was considered enough of a shmira for a shayim mechinim, and therefore he has no responsibility based on a chiyuv of a shayim? But l'chayr, since Rameya holds that a seicha has the same dinner as a shayim mechinim, so l'chayr, the b'raisa should have said that both a shayim mechinim and a seicha does not have an obligation to pay the value of the shor back to the owner. And the Gemara continues, v'ikra Rabbi Yehuda, and if we're going to say this b'raisa is going like the shita Rabbi Yehuda, the amas seicha k'nesis sacha dami, that a seicha has dinim like a shayim sacha, and therefore since in this case the shayim only did a shmir p'husa, so that's why the seicha will be chayiv, because the seicha has a din like a shayim sacha, and he didn't fulfill his duty of guarding this animal properly, as he had a requirement to guard the animal with a shmir ma'ula in order to be yaitzis chiv of shmirah, and therefore the b'raisa definitely makes sense when it says that all of them will be chayiv to pay the owner for the value of the animal, aside for a case of shayim mechinam, because the shayim mechinam properly guarded this animal because he did a shmir p'husa. But if so, how could the b'raisa have stated mu'ad and rugged and mishamas ha'kaifa, that if the animal is a mu'ad, then the animal will be killed, and the shomer will be chayav to pay kaifa. But lemaisa, since as we explained, Rabbi Yehuda in the next Mishnah will teach us that the only responsibility of guarding a muad is only with the shmir p'chusa, and you do not need a shmir ma'ula. So in this case, since the shomer actually guarded this animal with a shmir p'chusa, so lechayav the shomer should be potter from the din of kaifa, as lemaisa he guarded it properly b'negeya din of muad. Therefore, the Brisa should have told us b'negeya din of muad chutz b'shomer mechinam, aside from a shomer mechinam that doesn't have responsibility to pay any of the value to owner, as lemaisa he was yotze his chiyah shmira because he did a shmira p'chusa, and none of the shomim should be chayav to pay kaifa because all of the shomim did a proper shmira b'negeya muad as to making sure that it doesn't go out and kill someone, and therefore they should be potter from kaifa. And lemaisa, this brisa doesn't seem to be going like the shita rameya or like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara answers, Rabbi Huna teaches us how money Rabbi Lezhi that the brisa is going according to shita Rabbi Lezhi. And the Amma ain't like shmira el sakin. And as we mentioned, Rabbi Lezhi is the third shita that we'll have in the Mishnah in a moment. And Rabbi Lezhi holds that the only way to guard a muad is only by killing the animal, and that is why in the brisa where this animal was a muad and the shomim only guarded it with the shmira p'chusa, therefore all of the shomim will be chayiv to pay kaifa, as they didn't meet their standard of care, b'negeya making sure that this animal doesn't kill someone, and that's why all of them will be chayiv to pay kaifa. However, in Yensecha, Savla Krabiuda, b'negeya the din of a secha, he holds like Krabiuda, the Amasecha Kinesi Secha Dami, that a secha has a din like a shomim secha, and since the shomer only guarded this animal with a shmira p'chusa, therefore he'll be chayiv to pay to the owner the value of the shor, either if he's a shomim secha, a secha, or a shayel. However, if he's a shomim mechinam, since he met his standard of care and he watched the animal with a shmir p'chusa, therefore he's going to be potter to pay the owner back for the value of the animal. And Rashi and Diva Maschel, Rabbi Lezi Hida Amar, points out, over natri shmir ma'ula loy matzi mukal no afilu Rabbi Lezi, the Lecharya wanted to Bryce state that we're talking about a case where the shomim watched with a shmir ma'ula, and even according to Rabbi Lezi, you're still going to be chayiv kaifa, because the only way to guard an animal that shouldn't kill someone is by killing it, and in the case of shmir ma'ula, you'll still be chayiv kaifa. Zok Rashi, a pashta teretz, the avagav in kaifa chayavin loy sagalei b'shmir ma'ula, that although b'negei kaifa, certainly all of them be chayiv because it's not enough to guard it with the shmir ma'ula, and therefore you didn't meet your standard of care b'negei the din of shmira as to kaifa, but certainly b'negei paying back the owner for the shor, these shem would be pata, the natruo, because the maisa they guard it with the shmir ma'ula, my havelu l'meved, and what more could have they done, and therefore b'negei the chiyav and the standard of care for shmira, certainly that is on a different level than the din of kaifa, and b'negei shmira, they only chayiv to do a shmir ma'ula. However, b'negeya the din of kaifa, they're required to kill the animal, and otherwise they'll always be chayiv kaifa ayin sham. And the Gemara continues, Abaya Amar, Abaya states, Lo'ilun k'rameya, really the b'risa is going like the shita rameya, and where the animal was a muad, since it was only a shmir p'chusa, certainly the shomer will be chayiv kaifa, and all of the shomer will have to pay to the owner the value of the shor. They will pesher, and they didn't guard the animal well enough. However, the shomer chinam will not have to pay the value of the animal back to the owner, as l'maisa he met his standard of care in taking care of this animal, because he only had to do a shmir b'chusa and he didn't have to do a shmir ma'ula. The reason why a seicha will have to pay the value of the animal back to the owner is because Rameya actually does hold that a seicha has a din like a shomer secha, and therefore his standard of care is like a shomer secha, and he had to guard it with a shmir ma'ula, and otherwise he'll chayiv to pay the owner back for his damages. And although we previously brought from the Gemara Maseches Bava Metzia on Daf Tzadik Hayom Beis that Rameya holds that a seicha is k'shomer chinam, however the Gemara says u'k'machal for Rabbi Avua, and like Rabbi Avua switched around the price of Vitani, and he learned Seicha Ketzim Shalom, that how does a Seicha pay? Rameya Oimek Kishem Misacha. Rameya actually holds that a Seicha is Kishem Misacha, and Rabbi Yehuda Oimek Kishem Mechinam, and Rabbi Yehuda was the Madam who holds that a Seicha is Kishem Mechinam. And the Gemara continues, Amar Belazar, Rabbi Elazar states, Masa Sheri L'Shem Mechinam, if Reuven gives his shar over to Shimon, who is a Shem Mechinam, Hizik Chayiv, Huzik Pata, then if Reuven's animal damages someone else, then Shimon will be Chayiv to pay for those damages. However, if the animal of Reuven is damaged, then Shimon is going to be Pata from paying the damages back to Reuven. Gemara states, Amri, Hechidami, what is the case referring to? E de Kabbalah Shmias Nizakov, if it's talking about a case where Shimon took this animal on as a Shem Echinam and he didn't say anything, and therefore the stum is that he's Mekabal himself to guard this animal, so Afilu Huzak Namil Chayiv, then Lechayiv should not be a difference. If the animal damaged someone, or if the animal got damaged, then Shimon should be Chayiv, Ve'idloi Kabbalah Shmias Nizakov. If Shimon specifically said that I'm being Mekabal to guard this animal, but not going to be Chayiv in Hezek, so Afilu Huzak Namil Lupato, then even if Reuven's animal damaged someone else, then L'chaira, Shimon should not be chayiv to pay for those damages. And Amar Rava, and Rava says, Lo'ilim Shekibu love Shemiras Nizakov, that really we talk about a case where Shimon accepted this animal for Reuven in order to be a Shemin Chinam, and he didn't say anything, and it was accepted Bistama, V'achim Mayaskin, and Kagan Shekab by Shu Nachin, and we talk about a case where Shimon already knew that this animal was a Nachin, and the Rishonim explained that Nachin doesn't mean that it was a Mu'ud, but it was already an animal that is known to have damage. And Vistama, the Milstad, Lo'ozl, Ihu, Mazak, Achrina, Kabbalah, that certainly when Shimon accepted upon himself to be a Shemin Chinam, then since we already know that this animal is a Nachin, then certainly he understood that Shmiri includes that he has to make sure that this animal doesn't go and damage anyone. The Asi Achrina, Maskele, the day, Askadite, but the Maisa Shimon originally thought that since this animal is already known that it's a wild animal, so therefore other animals already understand that it shouldn't start up with this animal. And Shimon actually thought that there was no need for him to actually guard this animal to make sure that others don't damage it, as certainly other animals are going to be scared of it, and therefore he didn't have to guard it. And by the fact that it gets damaged, Shimon should not be chayiv. And as Rashi says, "V'stamen amusa shon nachin ki mekabel inish nitrusalal l'mashu musuk mekabel la dolistli achrini avos lilus ke achrini loy masakadaita shuri in shor misyatzil negdo mepachtoi." The Shittim and Kubetzes brings down from the Ard that lefis there where Rabbi Elazar said huzik potah, it only means if there's a regular animal that goes and is mazik this animal, then Shimon would be potah, as Shimon didn't think that a regular animal would have the guts to start up with this animal. However, if a mu'ud would come and damage this animal, then Shimon would be chayiv, because certainly Shimon should have thought that if there's another mu'ud, maybe that animal would actually have the guts to start up with this animal, and therefore he had to guard it better. And similarly, it's poshut that Rabbi Elazar said his din that huzik potah, it only means that if another animal comes and damages this animal, then Shimon would be potah. However, certainly if this animal gets damaged in another manner, for example, if the animal trips and falls, or in any other way where Shimon was a pesheya, then certainly Shimon will be chayiv for any hezek that occurs to this animal. And we continue with the new Mishnah, and this Mishnah will be the machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar that we just mentioned. And the Mishnah begins, Kashu Bailo b'meseira, if the owner ties his animal with its reins, or v'no b'fon of karoi, the owner places it in the corral, and he locks the door in front of it, and it's done in a proper manner, and as Rashi says, Hainu Shmir Prusa, but it's still only Shmir Prusa, because it's a delish yichol lamed b'ruch metzuya, and it will fall down if it's ruch she'en metzuya. So since you only did a Shmir Prusa v'yotz of a hizik, and now the animal goes out and damages someone, echad tam v'achamud chayiv, then it doesn't make a difference if the animal is a tam or is a mu'ud, the owner would be chayiv for any damages. Divrei Rameya, these are the words of Rameya, as Rameya requires a Shmir Me'ula both for a tam and a mu'ud, and of course, if the animal was guarded with a Shmir Me'ula and it goes out and damages someone, then the owner will not be chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda states, tam chayiv u'mu'ud patah, in this case, where there's a Shmir Prusa, then the owner of the tam would be chayiv as a requirement to have a Shmir Me'ula. However, the owner of the mu'ud would be patah, as for a mu'ud is actually a lower level of Shmir that's required, and all that's required is a Shmir Prusa, and therefore the owner will be patah, shenema, as the pasuk says, v'lei shmir and balav, v'shamu uzeh, and this is considered guarded, and we'll explain the exact limit of Rabbi Yehuda when we learn the Gemara. And finally, Rabbi Elazar argues both on Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, ein l'shmir el sakin, that the only way that you could guard a mu'ud is by killing it, and therefore, as long as this animal is alive, you'll be chayiv if it goes and stresses someone and it goes and damages someone. And even if you had a shmir me'ula, it would not suffice, according to Rabbi Elazar. And before we begin our Gemara, let's point out that in the Gemara, Daf Tesvav Na'alf, Benegeda Sugya, if the chiyav of chetzi nezek by a tam is based on a chiyav mamin, or its chetzi nezek is knasa, Gemara used the lashon of stam shvarim b'chetzi shima kaimi, or lab b'chetzi shima kaimi. And as we will see, our Gemara will also use such terminology. However, Rashi will teach the words over here differently than we learned beforehand, and this is brought down in Taisis Dima Masel b'chetzi shima kaimi at the top of the Amid. However, Ayin Taisis, who brings a gesa of Rabbeinu Tam in our Gemara, and according to the gesa of Rabbeinu Tam, understanding of the words in our Gemara would be exactly the same as our understanding of Daf Tesvav Mem Aleph, Ayin Sham. And our Gemara begins, my time in Rameya, what is Pshat that Rameya hold that both B'negei Tam and B'negei Mu'ud there's a requirement for a Shmir Me'ula, as Kesava Stam Shvarim Labachis Kishima Kaimi, as he hold that the standard is that by regular Shar, people don't guard it at all. V'am Rachmana Tam N'chayiv didn't buy le Shmir Prusa, and therefore the Torah tells us that a Tam is Chayiv, it must be telling us that in normal case, where there's an animal that's not guarded at all, so therefore the Om will be Chayiv, because it's a requirement to at least have a Shmir Prusa, and therefore at least based on the Pashas of the Psukim, if the owner of a Tam guards his Tam with a Shmir Me'ula, and then the Tam goes out and damages, then the owner would be Pata. However, Hada Om Rachman of Leish Mereno Gabi Mu'ud, and Bay Leish Shmir Me'ula, and then the Pasuk says, B'negei Yashar Mu'ud, Oy Noida Kishar Nagachu Mitmel Shilsham V'lo Yishmer Nambalav, Shalom Yisham Tshar Tachas Yishar, V'am Messi Eloi, and therefore the Torah is being mechadish to us that benegei muad is a requirement for even a better shmirah, and you have to guard it with a shmirah meulah. And if you don't have a shmirah meulah, then the owner will be chayiv. And really, at this point, a tam should only have a requirement to have a shmirah pusa, and then by a muad will machmir, and you would need a shmirah meulah. However, yalf negichah tam negichah muad, and then we have a gzeir shava by the fact that it says negichah by tam and by negichah by muad, and therefore, since a muad is required to have a shmirah meulah, so by tam also Ramei requires a shmirah meulah. And if the owner guards a tam or a muad with a shmirah pusa, then the owner will be chayiv. However, if the owner guards a tam or a muad with a shmirah meulah, the owner will be patur. And the Mefarshim discuss exactly which words are used for the gzeir shava, and some explain that since b'negei tam it says lashon v'chiyigav shar ish ashar e'u v'meis, and b'negei muad it says lashon negicha, so therefore we learn the word negifa from the word negicha, and there's a comparison between a tam and muad. And others learn that based on the gemara that we previously had on daf mem dal and alf, the negicha tam, negicha muad, negicha lemis, and negicha lezakin, and therefore there's a comparison between a tam and muad. The gemara will now continue and explain the shita Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda argued on Ramea and held that although b'negei tam is a chiyav for the owner to guard it with a shmir meulah, however b'negei muad is only a chiyav to guard it with a shmir b'chusa. And the gemara states Rabbi Yehuda sava, Rabbi Yehuda holds stam shvarim chesashim kaimei, that the standard is that a person always guards his shor even when it's a tam, and definitely guards it with a shmir b'chusa. And as Rashi says, ein l'cha adam she'ein misham shari shmir b'chusa. And even though the standard is that there is a shmir b'chusa, and amrach mona tam nishalim didn't buy le shmir meulah, so by the fact that the Torah says that the owner of a tam has to pay even though he had a shmir b'chusa, so therefore we see clearly that the owner of a tam has a requirement to do a shmir meulah, and otherwise he'll be chayiv. And the Gemara continues that hada amrach mona v'le yishmerenu gav muad, and by the fact that the Torah continues and tells us a lashon of le yishmerenu b'aylov b'negei muad, and even though until this point it was a chiyuv and a responsibility to have a shmir meulah, the navel le shmir meulah, and it can't be telling us that you need anything better than a shmir meulah, and therefore once again it's teaching you that a shor muad needs a shmir meulah. So have a ribuy achar ribuy. Now there's a ribuy achar ribuy, which we already knew that a tam is required to have a shmir meulah, and therefore certainly a muad is required to have a shmir meulah. Ve'in ribuy achar ribuy al lemayit and mi rakasav le shmir meulah, and the Torah is mechadish to us that a muad does not require a shmir meulah, and even if he did a shmir pusa, that would suffice. And the Gemara asks v'chitema negichel tam negichel muad, that lechera, just like Rabbi Elazar said that we have a gzeir shava from tam to muad. So over here also according to Rabbi Yehuda, there should be a gzeir shava between tam and muad, and just like b'negei muad, all that required is a shmir pusa. So lechera by tam, all that you should require is a shmir pusa. And the Gemara answers hamid rachmana v'le yishmir. I know the pasuk tells us before by muad, and you did not guard it lezev lelacher, and therefore it is a mir to tell us that this din only applies to a muad and not to a tam. And the Gemara asks v'hamid b'le lav, and as Rashi and Taisus both learn that lechera we need it for the gufei in order to tell us that b'negei muad is a mir achamir, and therefore a muad is only chay with a shmir pusa and not a shmir mula. And how would we learn the word of le yishmerenu to teach us a mir b'negei a tam that a tam is required to have a shmir mula? The Gemara answers imkein nicht rachmana v'le yishma. If the Torah only wanted to have a mir achamir and teach us that the din of a muad is that you only need a shmir pusa, then the Torah should have just said v'le yishma. My v'le yishmerenu. Why is the Torah state and you did not got it lezev lelacher? It's coming to tell you that the only time we have this mir achamir is only b'negei a muad, and only by a muad is the only requirement for a shmir pusa and not for a shmir mula. But by a tam, the same din still applies, and we don't learn the gzeir shava. And the chiyuv of an owner to guard a tam is with a shmir mula and not just with a shmir pusa. Iri is bothered that lechera we said previously that it's impossible that the dinim of a tam should be less than the dinim of a muad, as we use the lashon of yitziva ba'ara v'gura b'shmei shmaya, as we stand that membezim rav. Lechera, how could it be that the requirement of shmir for a tam will be less than a muad? And the Iri therefore says the hoil v'yesh kol shu muad, that since once is a muad is a kol, therefore yoydim abris lishonim menu, therefore the standard of shmir required by a muad could be less than a tam. And the Gemara continues, we saw three different mandamim in our Mishnah as to the chiyuv and the responsibility of the owner to guard a tam and to guard a muad. And the Gemara will now bring a brisa with the fourth mandamah. Tani, we learned the brisa. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov ema. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov states echad tam v'echad muad sheshamru shmir b'chusa pata, that it is a tam or a muad that guards his animal even with a shmir b'chusa, then it would be pata. My time, and what is the reason Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov sava la Rabbi Yehuda da amar muad b'shmir b'chusa sagale, that he learns like Rabbi Yehuda that we learn from v'le yishmerenu that the din is that a muad only has to guard with a shmir b'chusa v'yalf negichal tam v'negichal muad. And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov does hold of the gzeir shava, and therefore he learns the din of a tam from the din of muad, and just like b'negei muad, all that is required is a shmir b'chusa, therefore by tam all that is required is a shmir b'chusa. And the Gemara continues amar of adabahava le patra Rabbi Yehuda al tzad adosha boy al tzad tamus b'mekayim medes, that even though that Rabbi Yehuda said that all that is required in order to guard a muad is only a shmir p'husa. However, if there's an animal that damages while there was only a shmir p'husa, then even though this was a valid shmir, but again it's sad muadis, and therefore the owner would be pata. However, there is still a requirement of having a shmir m'ula on the tzad tamas of this animal, and therefore the owner would still be chayiv to pay chatzi nezek. The Gemara continues, Rav states, muad l'karen yamin, ain't a muad l'karen small. If the shar ruvain damages three times with its right karen, then it becomes a muad for its right karen, but it's not a muad for its left karen. And Rashi points out that certainly Rav is not trying to be mechadish to us that you'd pay nezek shalom for the animal damaged with its right horn, and if this shar damages with its left horn, then you would only be chayiv to pay chatzi nezek, as that is pashut, because we learned beforehand that muad l'adam is not considered a muad l'behema, and therefore, as Rashi says, v'kolshke muad l'karen yamin shoot sarcha zaka shaboy, and certainly if there's an animal that damages with its right horn, which is its strongest side, then it would not necessarily be a muad for its left horn, and therefore it must be the Rav is trying to teach us a chiddush b'negeya the chiyav and responsibility of the owner to guard this animal, and therefore the Gemara now continues and asks Amri Aliba Deman, who is Rav saying his halacha regarding I Aliba Rameya, if Rav was teaching his halacha b'negeya Rameya ha'ama echad tam v'echad muad shmir m'ula bai, that doesn't make a difference b'negeya tam muad, and you always are required to do a shmir m'ula, and therefore the owner is responsible to guard this animal for its carrying min with a shmir m'ula, and also for a karen small with a shmir m'ula, and therefore would not be an afkamina. And he leave Rabbi Huda, and if he's coming to teach us a din l'fi the shita of Rabbi Huda, my ear karen small, then why would Rav give an example where the right horn that was a muad and the left horn was not a muad? I feel it being minami ispe tzad tamas for ispe tzad muadis. He could have even told us that there's a chiddush in the karen min, for example, in a case where the shor already damaged three times with a karen min, and the owner now only guarded this animal with a shmir p'husa, which l'fi Rabbi Huda is enough for tzad muadis, but it's not for tzad tamas, as Rav Adu Bahava just taught us. And if so, Rav could have even taught us a greater chiddush that if there's a muad l'karen yamin, then if this animal is only guarded with a shmir p'husa, and since the shmir is not enough for the tzad tamas shabai, so the owner will be responsible to pay chatzi nezek. Therefore, why is it that Rav gave us a case where he said it's a muad l'karen yamin is ain't a muad l'karen small? And the Gemara responds, it's a gufa the chiddush of Rav that Amri lo'ilam k'Rav Yehuda, that really Rav is saying his din according to Rav Yehuda, for l'sfila in Rav Adu Bahava, and Rav is specifically trying to point out that he doesn't hold like the din of Rav Adu Bahava that tzad tamas b'mekayma imedes, and v'hochi kama, this is what Rav meant to say, ki ha'gavnu n'mishkachas beit tzad tamas mu'adis, specifically in a case where there's a muad l'karen yamin that's not considered a muad l'karen small, and in that case it's possible that if there's a person that will guard his animal with a shmir p'husa, then if it shtoises an animal with its right horn, then Reuven will be patal gamri. However, if Reuven's animal damages someone's property using its left horn, then since regarding its left horn it's considered a tam, and therefore there's a requirement for shmir m'ula, so therefore in that case Reuven will be chayiv to pay chatzin nezek. Continue on daf memvav medalf av muad l'gamri loy mishkachas beit tzad tamas klal. But if there would be a scenario where there's an animal that's a complete muad and the owner guarded this animal with a shmir p'husa, then if this animal goes and damages something, then the owner would not be chayiv at all and would not even be chayiv chatzin nezek, as we don't say that tzad tamas has been mekayma imedes. And Taisus at the bottom of daf mem hayom beis points out that according to Rav, where he said muad l'karen yamin is not a muad l'karen small, matzino l'meim with the dafka nakad, we could say that the Rav meant this dafka if you should carry him in mizumin lahazik yosim karen shel small have a muad l'karen small kol shkei the muad l'karen yamin. However, if there would be an animal that's a muad for the karen small, then certainly it would be a muad l'karen yamin. And this is the mashmeis of Rashi that stated the kol shkei muad l'karen yamin should sad chazaka shaboy ain't a muad l'small. And then Taisus says a shema a muad v'ochad milsa nakad, then maybe we could say that even muad l'karen small is not considered muad l'karen yamin. And the only reason that Rav discussed the case of muad l'karen yamin is because that's definitely more of an orchid milsa, that an animal will generally use its right horn in order to damage something. And also, just to point out that when Rav Adu Bahava said the loy pat Rav Yehuda al tzad hadoshaboy al tzad tamas b'mekayim emedes, Taisus points out misvara in mekain that this was based on a svara the otim mishum shenasamud gara v'yipata afidum chetzin nezek b'shmir p'husa. Doesn't make sense. And now that there's an animal that's a muad that actually will be more kal, and now you wouldn't be chayiv even chetzin nezek when you only had a shmir p'husa. And Taisus also points out that once we said the din of tzad tamas b'mekayim emedes, then on the tzad tamas and on that chetzin nezek, the owner would only be responsible to pay migufay and not min aliyah. And this din was not only stated lechumra, but it was also stated lekula. And Ayin Taisus, where he points out, although b'negeir chetzi nezek, we learned that chetzi nezek is knasa, and therefore if someone's made a b'knas that pata, however, once the animal is a muad, we would not say that the chetzi nezek is considered knas, and therefore the din of made a b'knas would not be applicable. Ayin Sham, and we will stop over here.